Good morning. Welcome to our Friday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Limler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We've wrapped up this part of the broadcast week. We're into February, arrived yesterday, and February 2nd today, and beautiful weather for early February here in northern Indiana, more spring-like than winter-like. So it was nice to finally see the sun shine and enjoy a little bit of that yesterday. Sounds like we should have a few more days of that, and that will help people hopefully feel better. But talking and praying this week about immeasurably more giving and recognizing that God has set the standard and the example for what that looks like and how we ought to give, not just of our money, not just of our stuff, but give of our abilities, give of our time, give of our wisdom, a wisdom that comes from God. And to recognize that what we give came from God to begin with. And so we share more openly, more freely, more willingly. And today we want to wrap up the broadcast part of the week talking about giving more grace. And when you look at grace as unmerited favor, as undeserved gift, it's giving more gifts, giving more undeserved gifts. And so I think there are times where we find ourselves exchanging gifts with people because it's expected. We're pretty sure they're going to give us something, and we don't want to look bad and not give them something. And Christmas especially becomes one of those seasons where a lot of awkward giving goes on. A lot of good giving too, but sometimes it's that I'm giving because I have to, it becomes more about me and protecting my reputation, protecting my image, than it is really about giving to someone else. And when we think about giving more grace, it really does wrap around them because it's an undeserved gift. And so today we look at Proverbs chapter 25, verse 21. We read, if your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. It goes on and talks about, in so doing, you heap coals of fire upon his head. And I remember as a young person, a child, that I always thought that was a neat thing. I'm getting back at my enemy. And as I've grown older and hopefully wiser, I've realized that's not really the point. Those coals of fire are meant to change and soften his mind. They're not meant to destroy him or even to harm him. In fact, the instruction is to give more grace, to give more undeserved gifts to those that oppose us. Not just talking about randomly throwing stuff at them, but useful things, things that meet their need. And throughout Scripture, you find that God's concern for those that would be His people, those that would follow Him, those that would live in relationship with Him, is that we would care for the needs of others. That we would show mercy. That we would practice true justice. We would walk in humility. And when we look at this instruction, we think, well, who is my enemy? We almost take the reverse side of the religious leader that wanted to justify himself, and so he asked God, who is my neighbor? Thinking he could somehow limit those that he did good to. And we kind of do the same thing. Well, Who is my enemy? I don't have any enemies. And yet, we live in a world filled with conflict, filled with division, filled with those that, well, that oppose us, even whether we claim we oppose anyone else or not. We live in a world filled with disagreement. And so when we think about giving more grace, we consider the people that disagree with us, the people that we disagree with. God says, if you see them in a need, help them. And when we look at God, we discover that He was the ultimate example of doing this. The Bible says that while we were enemies with God in our mind, we were opposed to Him, Christ died for us. The immeasurably more grace that God gave to us while we were enemies with Him was a sacrifice that brought us back into relationship, that redeemed us. And that's, I believe, the point of giving more grace to those that we're in disagreement with. It's not meant to shame them. It's not meant to harm them. It's meant to bring us back into relationship. Or perhaps bring us into relationship for the first time. And so we pay attention. It's like Jesus taught that you've heard it said to love your neighbor and hate your enemies, but I tell you to love your enemies. Do good to those that persecute you. It's putting into practice that method of living that views anyone as someone that you're willing to serve, you're willing to share with, you're willing to give. And as we've talked about all week, this giving is not a cut and dry checklist giving. It's not a matter of I do this and I'm done. I do this for everybody and I've covered my bases. But rather it's a paying attention to the need of the moment. It's a paying attention to what God would have a share that He has already given to us. And so if they're hungry, we give them something to eat. If they're thirsty, we give them something to drink. If they're lonely, we give them some time. If they're hurting, we give them some comfort. You see, we can extend this into every aspect of life. And we recognize that God calls us to love people even as we hold fast to the truth of His Word. And so many times we think, and we've been taught at times, that we have to agree fully. And this idea of giving more grace is not about agreeing with sinful behavior. It's not about agreeing with something that's against our firmly held convictions of God's Word. It's about loving people. Jesus loved people, even while calling them out for sin, calling them to repentance, calling them to be transformed, to change. And the amazing thing is, it was because of His love that they wanted to change. Not everybody, and particularly not the religious leaders as a whole, but those that the people who thought they were important had written off, those were the ones that, well, seemed to respond best to Jesus, to his immeasurably more grace as he gave of himself. And so we continue to grow, we continue to learn, we continue to understand how to love people while drawing ourselves and them to a greater purity, a greater righteousness in Christ. So today, as we have opportunity, we give more grace, especially to those that we might consider an enemy. But it's beyond that. We give more grace to everyone because we want to reflect Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need. It allows us to understand the nature of giving more grace. While we were sinners, you gave to us what we needed, what we could not provide on our own. And you put it out there freely and allowed us to either accept it or not. And you continue to offer it. No matter how many times we have rejected your offer of relationship, you continue to make it available as you call us to repentance, as you call us to life in Christ. And so, Father, may we learn from you as we give more grace today. Just as you taught, that your son Jesus taught about forgiveness. May we not keep track of how many times we've offered grace and set a limit that you haven't set. May we not become weary in doing good. May we recognize that the harvest comes about at the time you set. And so, God, today, as we see those in need, whatever that need may look like, however big or however inconsequential we think it is, may you help us to give according to what you've already given us. May you help us to give those undeserved gifts, to give them freely without expectation, as we allow you to work through those gifts. And Father, today may we find joy in giving more grace at every opportunity that we have, just as we have found joy in receiving more grace from you. And as we give more grace, may we lift up Jesus constantly as the source. Not only the source of that grace, but the destination where we find all that we need. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Friday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.